Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Carlos Grumman from Reuters. A question on the injury itself. What did he tell you at the end of the changeover when he retired? You had a short discussion there.
Yeah, he told me it's something he dealt with since the first round, that he was happy that he managed to get through two matches and he couldn't really bear it anymore.
You know, just a couple of comments on the match up to that point. And did you have any sense that he was injured in any way?
I thought he was going for more than he normally would, at least since I've played him recently. I don't know if necessarily it was a strategy. He sort of gifted me that start, that first game, but I thought I had much better intentions than I did in my previous match. So there are some things that are definitely positive on my side, but unfortunate for the way it sort of had to take place throughout the rest of it.
Milos, it was a dominant first set. Would you have liked the game to have continued to hit more balls, or are you pleased that you now get to rest?
I'll take it when I can have it. I've played a lot of the last weeks. I'm playing well. I'm happy with the way I was able to start today. I think I've made good progress and getting better and better each match. So now just looking forward to playing in 2 days.
Milos, I'm not sure you know, but David Goffin had a freak injury on the Langlen, stuck his foot on the tap. I wonder how much you guys are conscious about the taps at the back of the court, if you pay attention or are afraid of that.
It's a bad accident, you know. It's very unfortunate. I don't know necessarily if he got stuck in the tarp, but I also believe that there's concrete underneath those tarps for the drainage, so I don't know which part he got stuck in. Obviously, when you're getting in that area there, whether it be in the back of the court or on the sides, there's some kind of, exposure to danger. But what happened even in that scenario, you can tell it was a freak accident, and I hope it's nothing too serious for him.
Milos, the trend lately has been to play so far back in the court at times that the opponents are almost in the stands. I mean, you see people do it in trying to adjust, you know, to handle your serve, and that's exactly where he was when that happened. You think that at some point they might have to adjust things to the way the game is changing and have more room, because a lot of courts have a lot less room than that particular one does.
Yeah, well, I think you have to. I don't think there is a rule size for a minimum amount of size of court. But other than that, I don't know how Langland does compare in dimensions to Chatre, but these are some of the bigger courts that you will find on tour. You know, if you play on a small court in Australia, you sort of, against a big server, it is sort of a disadvantage. You have to play closer. It's just unfortunate the way it happened. That could happen the exact same thing. You slide into the tarps and nothing happens many times over. He just had that terrible luck in that scenario.
No, speaking of Australia, there's been a fair amount of controversy over Margaret Court Arena having that name, and a few players calling for the name to be changed. Have you any thoughts on that effort that's going on now?
I think it's sort of very shocking comments to hear. I won't get necessarily into the politics on what something should and shouldn't be called, but I think that the to some extent, definitely should be some kind of an apology. And then whatever repercussions happen.
Milos, any chance you go out and hit any more today?
No.
And I was thinking the other day about how Krajicek made the semis here, and he's kind of an aggressive serve and volley type player. Can he be of any use to you, having been your type of player a bit and having had that kind of success here at the French Open?
Yeah, it's one of those years where it does benefit bigger hitters. The court, it's been quite warm. I don't know how the next few days are going to play out. I know that there's supposed to be some wet weather around the corner, but it has been one of those, I'd say of any tournament, this is the one that's probably the most affected by weather, just because it can change the conditions so extremely, considering that there is no roofs, and either the courts can be very dry or they can be very damp. These courts can hold a lot of water in them, so it's been one of those years that's been a positive trend for me.
I think it was a year ago here that you dubbed yourself the CEO of Milos Raonic Tennis. Just wondering, like, as if this is pronounced as like a shareholders meeting, what's your sort of annual report on your last 12 months?
No cause for panic. Stay healthy.
What's it like for you and all the other players? I mean, I don't know what Rafa is doing today, but it's 5-0 in the first set. Just the whole aura of him and his dominance here. How would it affect you if you came up against him? How do you feel about just how impressive it is?
I guess you think about it a bit before the tournament starts, but as soon as the tournament starts, everybody, despite what it may be, like, to be a good top-level tennis player, you got to be pretty selfish. I think everybody's focused on themselves quite a bit, as long as they're still in this tournament. So I think before the tournament, there is a hype or a buzz, but as soon as people have matches, have their own things they got to go and get to, everybody's looking down and going about their own business. So I wouldn't say there's anything too different about it. But then when you do sit down and you talk about it, it is beyond remarkable. It's going to be one of the greatest, if possible, feats in any sport. I got a little bit more work to do to be able to put myself in that situation, so I'm not looking that far ahead.
Would that be the ultimate challenge for you, playing him on clay for your game?
Yeah, I believe so. You got the best player ever on this surface, which I don't think will ever be my best surface.
And Carreño Busta in the next round?
Yeah, I watched a bit of his match today. He's playing quite well. He's improved a lot over the last 16 months or so. Played him a few times toward the end of last year. He's very solid. He's disciplined. He shows up and he's there and he doesn't exit the match. You really have to beat him. You have to take it to him. So it's going to be about trying to get control and trying to hold on to it throughout the match.